It's 1967, and the mastermind behind the most successful black-owned business in history has achieved his dream. With a unique vision, he had created a music that appealed equally to black and white. He had created the sound of young America. With a musical empire based in the industrial city of Detroit, he employed a group of artists envied across the world.
My world is empty without you, babe.
The Supremes, The Four Tops, The Temptations, The Miracles, Martha and the Vandellas, Mary Wells, respected and admired, he was the puppet master.
You know, he was the guy. And he was pulling the strings.
Loved and feared, he was a born leader, a man on a mission.
He was a king around there. Emperor King and His Majesty and all that rolling in one.
Enigmatic and controlling, he shied away from publicity.
He knows how to use people to get to get the job done.
This is the story of how one man in the early 1960s had a vision for soul music. How he set up a small independent label called Motown, which would beat the majors at their own game.